I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Good news, Matt. I've got some socks that are really comfortable, and I like them. We're not sponsored, but I needed to bring that up. Back to the actual podcast and, like, new things. Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. These socks make me want to cry because they're so good.
He likes socks.
I like these socks.
They look comfy.
They're Bombas.
Bamba.
Little known fact. Got a pair of socks of them. What are we doing? This isn't a sock podcast. Got a pair of them. Like 2 years ago now, I think.
Yeah.
I'll get corrected about that because the person that sent them to me listens to this. I got it like 2 years ago, I think, and they were unbelievably comfortable and I really liked them. How high is this? It's not knee high. They don't go above my knee, but they're not calf length. They're mid calf.
I think mid calf's lower. That's like a, is it crew?
High rise? Whatever. They're tall.
Yeah, they're tall.
But they're really comfy. They fit my feet really well. And then I was like, I need some new socks that are no-shows. Let's see what they have. They got a 4-pack, and these feel that. It's comfy.
They seem nice.
And Matt just touched my foot.
Yeah. They remind me of, like, them, Darn Tough, Smart Wool.
But you know what the funny thing about Darn Tough is?
Mush
for my feet specifically?
Yeah.
I got big feet. You want to know what these don't do? These are comfy.
It's comfy.
They just caress my foot.
See, that's what I like about the Darn Tough socks.
You got smaller feet.
I have regular size feet.
Okay, all right.
100% average foot size, 10.5. But they are form-fitted.
Yeah, I get it. I got 13s, all right?
Cut your toes off.
Anyway, welcome.
The sock podcast. Because you know what they say about big socks?
That there's a podcast intro to do about them.
This is, in fact, not a sock podcast. It's the Gamers 2 podcast, your weekly roundup of news and commentary about the video game industry and anything else that piques our interest, like socks. Also underwear.
Ooh, good. Good take. Duluth Trading Company.
They're on my,
I got one pair as a Christmas gift, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, man, these are actually really comfy. I'm going to see if I can order some more. So I ordered 5 more.
Yeah.
And let me tell you right now, they're boxer briefs, first off.
Mm-hmm.
But so nice. So comfy. Yep.
I've heard good things about Duluth.
So I now have my 2 brands though, Matt, which is dangerous.
Yeah.
I no longer need socks or underwear. I just go to those 2 places.
Yep.
I've refined, iteratively, my socks and underwear.
It's a good place to be.
It's a great place to be. Once I realized that the other day, I was like,
it's a good place to be.
I don't have to think anymore. I just go there or there, and that's that.
Yep. So I'm in that state as well, but I do the Darn Tough socks, and I do the Under Armour.
There you go.
You know, boxer briefs.
Look at us go.
So
we're men.
The only one I don't have a, I do Under Armour t-shirts as well, but the quality is slipping lately. So
interesting.
Might have to revisit that one. Anyways, in case you know, are person who is getting heavy into adulthood and has your go-to, and you're instead spending your money on something else, it's probably video games and Mountain Dew, you fucking heathens.
I'm right here. But I got more video games you can spend money on. Like the Saints Row, the Heist, and the Hazards DLC. Oh man, does anybody remember that that game came out?
I had that exact thought when I read that there was Saints Row DLC.
It was not great when it came out. It's probably still not great. Number two, Another Fisherman's Tale for PC VR, PSVR 2, and Quest 2. Do you want to fish?
I never really liked fishing in real life.
I don't either. I like do and don't. It's more effort that I find than it's worth. Number three, Filthy Animals Heist Simulator for the PlayStation and Xbox. Number four, Marvel's Midnight Suns for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox, and the Bloodstorm DLC for everything. Number six is TT Isle of Man Ride on the Edge 3. Do you remember there being a Ride on the Edge 2?
Nope.
And number seven, the one that everybody wants to know about, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom for the Switch.
A couple things real quick.
Okay.
The TT Isle of Man, I believe, is starting soon or started this week. No, it's starting in 2 weeks. A week. 2 weeks,
okay. All right.
Yeah, 2 weeks. And have you looked at reviews for Tears of the Kingdom?
Spoiler, they're great.
Yeah, I went on Metacritic, and the meta score is 96. And that's with 87 reviews.
Yeah. Yep, when I started seeing the review tweets come in, and it was yes, 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 yes. Yes, twice, and I was like, all right. Man, it's a good thing I'm not going to play it.
Yeah, I'm curious. I mean, I'll never get an unbiased review, I feel like, but I'm curious if it's one of those, like...
That is the problem. I don't know that you can get an unbiased review.
Is it a 96, or is it an 85? And, you know, not that that's bad.
Is it an 85, but it's Zelda, so is it...
Yeah,
so
you get the inverse Zelda or Nintendo tax or whatever.
Yeah, you get the... I don't know. I'm curious to hear from people that have played Zelda, specifically stuff like Breath of the Wild and the old ones, because I know there were... Like, the guy at work is a big Zelda person.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not like Breath of the Wild at all, because to him it was not Zelda-y enough compared to the old Zeldas. Yeah. So he's gonna play Tears of the Kingdom because he's a Zelda person, but he's like, I'm hoping it's more Zelda and less Breath of the Wild, which I don't. Him and I both acknowledge, probably not true.
Yeah, not the case.
But I'm curious as to be, when he plays it, what he thinks. And I don't know if Dewey's gonna play it. But
he will.
I think so, because I think he played Breath of the Wild. But people like that I know I can get a actual honest review from that aren't blinded by.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because now he's seen the better part of RPGs. In Yakuza.
I'm
so happy he's playing Like a Dragon. Anyway, shout out Dewey.
We'll find out. Or we won't.
Or we won't. Let's move on.
Yeah. Right into the news, eh?
Yeah. Yes, my Canadian cohort.
How much money do video game companies make? I'm glad you asked.
A boot 2 million.
Square Enix released its financial report for the year ended March 31st.
Oh, son of a bitch. He's going to rope me in with a financial podcast.
The firm's revenue saw a 6% dip as it finished with $2.5 billion in net sales. Konami's fiscal year...
That seems pretty good for Square, doesn't it?
It does. But, as you'll find as I go on, these companies make too much money.
Well, that was always going to be true. I do wish that, and I don't know if this is possible, but like when you did that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not you. Square.
Someone. Yeah.
But when Square does this, when they're like, we $2.5 billion in sales, right? Is that what it said? In
sales? Yes. Net sales.
In net sales. I wish they gave me the pie chart. that said 30% of those sales were this.
So all of these did have those, but I went with the...
Yeah, no, no, I know.
The blanket, oh, this company made this much money,
It's a lot of money, and it probably breaks down to, X thousands of things. But I am curious, usually, what was their top earner out of all of that for a company that I don't think about usually? Like, when you mention Konami next, and I go, what the fuck have they done?
Exactly. This will blow your mind even more. Konami's fiscal year report says that the firm amassed $2.3 billion in revenue. Up what? 5% when compared to 2022.
What?
Unity revenue has reached $500 million during Q1 of 2023.
Good news about Unity. They get to have more revenue because they laid off more people.
I'm glad you said that because I made a mental note to say that.
Don't worry, I got you. Because what will follow all of these is... Hey, we have record profits, and we're cutting our workforce by 30%.
Yep. Here's another one that's kind of mind-blowing, even though they have been far more successful recently. You can guess on this one. Bandai Namco's fiscal year financial report says the firm saw an 11% jump as it hit how much? Over the year.
Over the year, an 11% jump, which means...
Bandai Namco.
And Bandai Namco. I don't even know what their last thing was. I also don't pay that much attention to Japan. $1.8
billion. $7.3 billion.
Holy shit. What the fuck?
Yeah, right?
What did they do?
I don't know. I don't understand these numbers.
And hold on. I'm not being this misinformed.
Go for it. Roblox revenue is up 22% at $655 million. I'm assuming that's over a quarter. Some of these are the year.
Elden Ring.
Yeah, that's right. But it's still $7.3 billion. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of Elden Rings.
Capcom's net sales were $940 million. EA released its fourth quarter and 2022 fiscal year earnings report with full year revenues up 6%. Do you want to guess what their total was?
$1.8 billion.
$7.4 billion.
I keep going low. I don't know why.
PUBG publisher Krafton's Q1 2023 earnings was up 3% year over year, reaching $408 million in consumer spending.
I'm gonna stop you real quick.
Go ahead.
We got to talk about this Bandai Namco thing.
Okay.
Because now I'm in the weeds.
That's fine.
I went and looked. And just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Can you name...
Gundam.
What?
Oh, thought we were talking about games.
We're going to.
Okay.
Since the beginning of 2022, they have released...
This is
16 games.
No, I can't.
Closer to 22. There's a couple that still haven't come out yet. Can you name five of them? And you know one of them.
Well, Elden Ring.
Yep.
Didn't they release a Gundam game?
Yes, they did. SD Gundam Battle Alliance.
No, that's Sega.
I will give you two Gundam games because they also released Gundam Evolution.
Okay. Well, I still can't give you two more, so. Because everything, I always get what Sega does and what Bandai Namco does confused, so.
Yeah. So here we go.
Okay.
.hack/GU last recode. Pac-Man Museum Plus. Klonoa Fantasy Reverie Series. My Hero Ultra Rumble, Digimon Survive, SD Gundam Battle Alliance, Pac-Man World Repack.
Can I stop you for a second?
Yep.
Instead of going through all 20-something of them, is there any in there that anyone would recognize?
Yes.
Okay.
JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle R.
Which didn't probably sell that much.
Here's one you won't recognize. Taiko no Tatsujin Rhythm Festival. Dragon Ball The Breakers.
I think that's on. I think we talk about that at some point.
Dark Pictures Anthology, The Devil and Me.
Okay. None of these are adding up to 7.3 billion.
No. Dorimon, Story of Seasons, Friends of the Great Kingdom. I can't read these fucking.
Let me read
the ones that.
Bandai Namco.
One Piece Odyssey.
Bandai Namco is money laundering for the Yakuza. I got
Blue
it.
Protocol. Blue Protocol.
Okay.
Sword Art Last Recollection.
All right, so the One Piece people and the Sword Art people are kind of fucking just, nuts. So yeah. They might.
And Armored Core comes out this year, so.
Yeah. Oh my God. Breaking in the dough.
It's right. Ridiculous. But yeah, out of all those things I listed, 7 point whatever billion?
Yeah, 7.3. Which makes it even crazier.
Now
is
break
EA,
that down by geographical location, and that might explain a lot more to me.
EA, which we know makes money hand over fist with their Ultimate Team bullshit, made 7.4 billion.
Right.
Which makes this that 7.3 even more confusing.
It makes it more impressive, or it's more worrisome for EA, depending on how you're looking at it. It's worrisome if you're EA, because you'd go, potentially, we only got 3 games, and we're just cranking Ultimate Team into them.
Well, worrying, but they're still up 6%.
They're still up 6%, but here's, I'll pitch this to you, Matt. What if I told you they've released more games now than they have the last 2 years? Because EA? Stuff like PGA Tour is out. Star Wars is now out. Like, Need for Speed has now had another iteration. They now own F1. So, like, they're moving forward. It'll be their first year of the new soccer game, yada, yada. They still don't put NHL on PC. Free money.
Yeah.
Free real estate. So
we're going to talk about their
I know. I get ahead of us. I'm sorry.
Their plan going forward.
As we
I'll
do,
give you a hint. You're probably not going to be a fan.
Oh, sorry. EA has an idea, and I'm not a fan of it. News at 11.
All right, last one. Nintendo reported declines across the board in its financial results for the 12 months ended in March 31st, with gross profit down 6.4% to...
$12
billion. $6.6 billion.
Okay.
And the big obvious one was hardware supply problems.
Yeah, well, it's a mix of hardware supply problems, rumors that they're making another hardware piece, and until Tears of the Kingdom...
Foreshadowing.
They haven't released anything. Switch Sports is great. Not a unit seller.
Yeah. Them, I'm curious how much money they got from... Nintendo Online.
You want to know how much money they get from other things? Just sue other people and shut them down. You get more money from that.
That was the other thing I was curious about with their fiscal year stuff is.
Does what, it count that?
Yeah, if it registers, if it like blips on their
part of this green slice over here of the pie chart is legal winnings.
Yeah, like if it's enough to where they have to be like, by the way, that's a thing.
I mean, they probably, even though technically of the one $10 million lawsuit, they've only got $170 or whatever.
It's, yeah.
All right, let's talk about number two. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, has imposed further restrictions on both Microsoft and Activision Blizzard. Under the CMA's order, Microsoft and Activision will need to secure prior written consent from the regulator before either one can do the following. Acquires an interest in the other company or any of its subsidiaries. AKA investing in each other's developmental studios, acquires an interest in another business that holds an interest in the other company, or hold an option to acquire an interest in either of the above. The CMA said these restrictions have been added, quote, for the purpose of preventing preemptive action from either Microsoft or Activision Blizzard, which, listen, CMA, get your heads out of your ass. Now it sounds like you're just making this shit up.
Oh, 100%. 100% they're making this shit up.
They're just, no, why not? Don't even look at him. Stop that. He's not over there. Stop looking. Stop it.
They're basically like dictating how how they run their company now.
How weirdly a free market doesn't operate.
Yeah.
Now, anybody that truly believes you're in a free market is wrong, but that's a different discussion. I tell you.
Damn commies.
You want to know what you do to fix that? If you're Microsoft, you hire the dead queen's lawyer.
Done.
That did happen.
Yeah. I didn't put it in here. Forgot about that.
It's not really a news story.
I like it.
It's a fun fact.
I like it.
You got nothing else to do.
I got a fucking... I got stuck trying to pronounce this guy's name. All right, number three, Riot Games has announced that Jadeja. I feel like it's going to be one of those things where the J is not pronounced the way you think it's supposed to be pronounced.
Adeja. Silent.
Haja. Haja.
Badea.
Badea?
Yeah, why not?
Bidet?
I don't know. You wanted the J not to be pronounced like a J, so I made it a B.
But now it sounds like bidet. But
it's a hidden name, not mine.
Duh.
What's the A stand for?
No idea.
All right, then.
We're going to call him A. Dillon, so I don't have to say his last name. Riot Games has announced that A. Dillon Jaja, or whatever the hell, however you say your name, bro, will be its next CEO. He will succeed Niccolo Laurette. Fuck my face.
I like that in I'm going to say Jadeja. In Jadeja, you just remove letters and you're like, you know, I'm not participating. And then you get to...
a regular name. And I'm like, fuck.
Niccolo Laurette. And you're like, Lauren. Laurette? Fuck the end. I'm not even going to use it.
who served as CEO for 6 years at the games firm. I hate that. At the games firm.
Game firm.
A firm of games.
Got a lot of firm games here.
In the announcement, said the staff, Laurent said he will focus on his family as he shifts to an advisory role. Joined Riot Games in 2011 as chief financial officer and currently serves as president of global corporate strategy. His professional career includes a seven-year. It's going to be a rough one today, guys. Rough. Includes a seven-year stint at Goldman Sachs as vice president.
Here's an idea. Get the bankers out of here.
Never.
You want to know where else they're a problem? Manchester United. Get those bankers out. Different scenario for you. You don't want to understand.
Yep.
Picture...
No context.
Picture somebody at an accounting firm, right? That's their whole thing. They know a lot of numbers. Now they're hired to run Mercedes F1 team. They are taking Toto's spot. That's what happens in other sports things.
I mean...
Like, no prior knowledge. I was a banker, and now I run an F1 team.
Toto's lecturing at Harvard Business School now.
Are we going to Harvard?
No, I'm not, but I'm just saying.
I think it would be very interesting to go take a class for my Toto. Just to sit there.
It's not right.
No, Michael, it is so not right. such a good clip. Let's talk about number four. Development service provider Virtuous. No. That's not Virtuous.
I kind of pronounce it Virtuous. I guess you could say it's Virtuos.
Yeah. We're going to go with Virtuos. Has announced the launch of a new studio in Warsaw, Poland. The new branch of Virtuos Labs is one of three, joining established studios in Lyon and Montpellier, and aims to have a team of 35 people by the end of the year. The Warsaw team will focus on creating graphics, rendering, and optimization technology for use in video games development, complementing the Lyon studio's work on proprietary game engine development on Montpellier's R&D capabilities. Matt gave me the French story.
Yep. He likes being French.
I am Imo. I got nothing else after that. My entire French.
There you go.
Croissants.
It's good enough. Croissants, man. Let's talk about croissants for a second. They're delicious. They're soft.
And?
Messy as fuck to eat.
Interesting. Not what I was going to think you were going to say. Because they're not necessarily messy.
They crumble apart, like the outside of them will crumble apart.
Sure. I was going to go with not filling.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
You just eat one and then you're like, ah, can I get
and they can one? Be greasy, a little greasy.
Sometimes, yeah. But it's supposed to be because they're buttery and flaky.
Yeah. I just wish that it was easier.
Chocolate filled ones?
No point.
Okay, all right.
No point. Like, there's just not enough chocolate in them to be relevant.
That's true. They're not American enough with the chocolate in them.
Yeah.
Because like, if it was an American one,
it would
burst.
Yeah. I just, at that point, I'd rather same just not cream, have
same thing
it.
With cream horns.
Yeah.
Not exactly a croissant, but it's croissant's cousin.
Yeah.
Cream filled cousin.
Got to cream fill those cousins.
Moving on.
Number five, Keyword Studios announced that it added Hard Suit Labs to its portfolio for an undisclosed sum. Hard Suit will be part of its Create series line, services line, and will continue to provide co-development and porting for other games first. Founded in 2015, Hard Suit has previously worked on various Call of Duty and Gears of War titles, as well as games such as State of Decay and Crash Bandicoot 4, providing services such as design and engineering support. It is currently working with Epic Games on Fortnite and Fortnite Creative. The team previously began development on Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2, but was dropped in February 2021. It has also produced its own title, free-to-play shooter Blacklight Retribution.
I know that one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good, bad, and different?
That's pretty good. When it came out for the, you know, its first go.
Yeah. My left ear is, like, clogged. I'm having a hard time, like...
You should fix that.
I think it's part of the whole wisdom tooth thing. The whole side of my face, man, messed up.
You should just go get it removed.
I want to, but my dentist is like, hey, I don't want to remove that until it comes in. Because it's easier.
You should go, I'm not worried about what's easy. I don't want it.
It's causing me undue stress.
Hey, I know it's not in yet, but like I can't feel the left side of my face. Is that like a thing that should be worrisome?
My like left tonsil is swollen. My ear's all jammed up. My tongue's all like fucked up because I think I bit it. Because like you know, I got that flap on my gum. So my wisdom tooth. Let me explain this to you folks. My wisdom tooth breaking through the old gum. Got a little fleshy flab that's just like slapping against my now exposed fresh wisdom tooth. And I'm going to be honest with you, doesn't feel great. Causing all sorts of issues. Wisdom teeth, terrible idea. Don't know who decided that was, should be a thing.
Instead, we haven't evolved, adapted, whatever you want to call it. To just not having them anymore.
Yeah. I mean, there's two things you can get rid of on the human body right away. Wisdom teeth, pinky toes.
Oh, I was going to name like four more. Don't need gallbladders.
Useless. That's true.
Remove my appendix. It's just a ticking time bomb. What's it doing anymore?
Okay.
Tonsils? Don't need them. Get rid of them.
What do tonsils do?
Good question. Cause problems. That eventually the solution is just remove them.
Yeah.
If the solution is just remove it, why don't we start at the beginning and just remove it then?
You know another one that we really don't need anymore? Body hair.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Yeah. I'm not going to complain. I'm just not going to go through the effort of shaving my entire self. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because then it just comes back.
Right.
And you have to deal with the irritating part of it coming back. Where it's itchy. It's terrible.
You know what I've always wanted? If we were going to ever adapt one video game feature of character creation to real life. Obviously, body sliders are in the mix. Because who doesn't want a good body slider?
Yeah.
I want an ass like a dump truck. Slide that meter over.
Yeah.
That being said, I also want the one where I just choose a preset facial hair length. And that's that. It doesn't grow. I don't need to shave it. It's just that. Ken dial me up. It's just done.
That would be pretty dope. I would.
From when I'm a baby, give me a beard.
I would like that.
I pick my future self in the womb that gets applied at age 5, and we move on.
I would like that for my head hair.
Same. Yeah. Just the old Arthur Morgan thing where it's like, oh, it can grow over time, or you can just kind of like lock it in if you want to. Perfect. Lock it in.
Mm-hmm.
I should be able to go to the futuristic hairstylist, stand in the booth, slide through different options, and then it just changes my hair to whatever that is. Problem solved.
Sounds great. I'm in.
Chalk it up to a win. It's a great time.
Science, what are you doing? Get on that.
Like Lego Men? Just pop off the top of the hair and put a new one on.
It's an interesting visual.
Just remove my scalp and put a different one on. Problem solved. I don't know why this is so hard.
I don't know either. I don't know either.
Are you kidding me? The ability to not have to shave ever again? Sure, I'm there's in. An entire right. industry that would like try to kill me if I ever figured out the idea.
That's true.
I'd bankrupt them, but man, it'd be a great time.
It would be.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Number
6.
During their earnings call, Electronic Arts said its future lies in developing games as a platform, building on the success it has seen with live service models for titles such as EA. Soccer, I guess? FIFA? The Sims and Apex Legends. It's funny because I don't want to call it FIFA anymore because it's not going to be FIFA.
What's it called? FC Club or FC?
EAFC? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think EAFC.
Yeah, I think it is something FC.
CEO Andrew Wilson added that this does not take away from the opportunity to launch more standalone titles like Star Wars Jedi Survivor. He said that a great portion of our investment will go into games that cater to massive online communities. But EA will follow up with a more focused, deliberate investment against telling blockbuster interactive stories. Later in the call, Wilson said that the publisher will be giving its development teams longer lead times on new titles, not just for quality, but also to account for building experiences designed to attract large audiences for a decade or more. Let's focus, Andrew, real quick, the quality part. The quality part will breed you a 10-year life cycle. But if your game sucks, Anthem, it won't reach 3 years, Anthem. Anthem was your test run and you fucked it up, Anthem. Anthem. You've had an MMO out for 10 years now. Star Wars The Old Republic.
That we don't talk about that.
And you seem to have forgotten.
We don't talk about that.
Why are you trying to Jedi mind trick me? We talk about that.
We don't talk about that. That doesn't exist.
You want to know why it doesn't exist? Because they handed it over.
I love the double speak here, though, where he's like, oh, we're not going to not do single player games. But then it says, we're going to follow up our great portion of investment that's going into live service games. We're going to follow it up with a more focused, deliberate investment telling Blockbuster Interactive stories, aka smaller.
Which, you know what that says to me? Need for Speed is getting a new look. Because that's one of the easiest, like, that is a single player that they've been trying to tell interactive stories in for three games now.
Which, that's the one that should be a fucking live service game.
Right. That's where I think that pivot will happen. And you can get closer to, like, more Star Wars games, because now they will go, we're only doing, like, one of these every X amount of time. This is not happening anymore.
Yeah.
Everything else is live service. Racing, live service. Shooting, live service. Scoring, multiple different ways, live service. By the way, that includes The Sims, FIFA.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, see what I did there? Ooh, yeah, hey. So, yeah, all those things will be live service. How is The Sims not live service? You know what I mean?
They'd like to make all these other games live services that are fucking awful.
Technically, very good that it's not. How is there not a portion of it that's not live services? You want to know what they try to do with live service Sims? Not really. It's more like online Sims, not live service Sims. SimCity, and it died. Nightmare when it launched.
That was like not.
That was nightmare to the point where in a month they had to make giant issues about it. They had to make statements and refunds.
What shit show?
But you could have, like, you could be part of a thing, and you had your town, and then somebody else had theirs, and, like, it was a whole thing.
Yeah, I just remember it not working.
Yep. That was kind of the big problem with the online SimCity that did, well, the online component. Yeah, fucking work.
Yeah. Forgot about that. Number 7.
The Old Republic. Maybe make Star Wars The High Republic.
Why would we do that when we could just make 8 more fucking Ultimate Teams? You want us to make a Star Wars Ultimate Team? Okay.
Just make a new Star Wars MMO that's in a modern engine. For the love of God.
I don't think we'll ever see another Star Wars MMO.
Oh, Matt is here to ruin my hopes and dreams.
I give up. All right, this world's shit. I'm ready for the reset button.
This is the prelude to Matt watching Bama Rush on HBO.
That did me in, man. That trailer did me in. If I watch that whole fucking thing.
You'd be just walking around looking at people, reset button. That would be your entire words at that point.
I'd be like, you're all sheep. Bah! Bah!
Just picture you losing your fucking mind.
The end is nigh.
Wearing one of those sandwich boards.
Yep. All right, number 7. Private Division, a Take-Two subsidiary, has announced a new publishing partnership with Pokemon developer Game Freak. The company will publish Game Freak's new action-adventure IP, Project Bloom. Project Bloom has no launch date. It's expected to release during Take-Two's 2026 fiscal year. Game Freak director Kodo Furushima said, quote, we're thrilled to have the opportunity to create a new IP that is bold and totally different from our prior work. From the beginning, Private Division was the publisher we wanted to work with on our new game. Their track record and global experience give us all the confidence to create a sweeping new action-adventure game that we can't wait to share more about in the future, end quote.
Can you imagine?
In a world.
In a world.
where a Pokemon game gets published by Rockstar. And it's written in the same mode as GTA.
That'd be fucking wild. Just Trevor being Ash. Drunk all the time with his drunk Geodude.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, that's just all I'm just
Pokemon picturing. Strip clubs.
The amount of money that would be made in that game. But just the picture the GTA 5, or I guess technically GTA 6, but GTA 5's like engine running inside the Kanto. I can't even remember what the name of the first fucking region is. The Kanto region, I'm going to call it that. It's not that, but whatever. The very first region where you're, instead of that top down, you know, you're Ash walking around, it is now you in GTA with actual buildings and the small thing just wandering around like, yeah, whatever. Walking through bushes and then just like, oh, there's a little thing. Bang. Still with the same little bit, though, where it's like you can get bikes, cars, and just ride around on the trails. Shoot Pokemon.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Join Team Rocket. Dude, pull an inside job. You're part of Team Rocket, but you're not part of Team Rocket. You've infiltrated.
It's like the heist.
Yeah. Actually, your Pokemon actually can kill people. Set them on fire.
So we need an M-rated Pokemon game.
Yo, Charizard, pick that man up and go drop him. I want to see what happens.
Eat him.
Hey, Onyx, I know you're like a giant fucking rock worm. What happens if you just like go through that door? It's an automatic door. Just go up to it. Ding, ding.
Just Squirtle, waterboard that motherfucker. Squirtle uses waterboard. Super effective.
You get just it's the scene of Guantanamo, except it's Blastoise. Just two jet cannons out of its turtle shell. Just. I know you're not going to get this reference, and nobody else is probably going to get this reference, but there's a Pokemon called Electabuzz.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
He looks kind of derpy. He kind of puts his two fists up in the air, and he's just like, whatever, I do things.
Okay.
In the anime? Cartoon? I don't know. What is that?
Okay, it's an anime.
Okay.
I would consider
it. In that anime, it's like season one or two, there's an Electabuzz. And I believe the trainer yells, Electabuzz, use the Thunderbolt! And in basically that voice. And then Electabuzz goes, as its attack sound. It's like, what the fuck? Go, Electabuzz, use the Thunderbolt! Jesus Christ. I gotta see if I can find that clip for you after.
Who comes up with this shit?
Fucking stoners.
Gotta be.
Yo, what if that butterfly was like, but are free. Like we all are inside, you know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Butterfree! I'll choose you, King of the Hill Pokemon. Go, Butterfree! Anyway, number 8, Nintendo has announced that Nintendo Live 2023 will run from Friday, September 1st to Monday, September 4th. The event will coincide with this year's PAX West, which is organized by ReedPop and will be located at the Seattle Convention Center. Nintendo Live 2023 will feature hands-on gameplay, stage performances, and gaming tournaments. So if you want to go spend some time in Seattle, do it then.
You can hit PAX West and Nintendo Live. Or PAX Prime.
Or be a busy weekend. Go catch a Mariners game.
Can make a whole week out of it.
Literally.
Number 9. Sony is shutting down Pixel Opus. The San Mateo-based studio arrived on the scene at E3 2014 with a surprise announcement and release of its first game, Entwined, for the PS4.
Don't remember that.
I don't either. The studio's second and final game was 2019's Concrete Genie, about a bullied young boy who discovers the ability to bring his paintings to life. The game was nominated for 2 DICE Awards and 2 BAFTAs.
I do remember that. And what's funny is that was 2019. And then 3 years later, or 4 years later now, I guess, we never heard anything until they're like, all right, we're closed.
Yep.
Not even the same fate that Sony Studios normally end up in. Not a support studio for Naughty Dog. Just closed.
I'm assuming their team was like microscopic.
Maybe. Number 10. Jeff Keighley announced some details about Summer Games Fest. There will be more than 40 partners, and it'll start on June 8th. Nintendo is the only one missing of the big three. Some notable participants include CD Projekt Red, Devolver Digital, Sega, Square Enix, Warner Bros., Electronic Arts, Netflix, Nexon, Razer, Tribeca Festival, Steam, Epic Games, and more. On June 8th, the main show will occur, followed by the Day of the Devs. Then on June 11th, the Xbox Games Showcase and Starfield Direct will be happening. And finally, June 12th, we'll have a Ubisoft Forward. In case you want to see Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed, Assassin's Creed, Black Flag Part 2.
These are out of order, so I'm going to fuck up the list.
Let's go!
I'm doing 12.
Hell yeah.
You're going to do 11. Speaking of Summer Games Fest, can we take a second to marvel at the upcoming events related to video games?
No.
June 7th, Tribeca Festival. June 8th, Summer Games Fest. June 9th and 10th is the Summer Games Fest Days of Play. June 11th is the Xbox Game Showcase and Starfield Direct and the PC Gaming Show. June 12th is Ubisoft Forward. June 25th is the Summer Games Concert. June 27th through the 29th is the GDC Showcase. July 20th through the 23rd is the San Diego Comic-Con. August 10th through the 13th is QuakeCon. August 11th is THQ Nordic Digital Showcase.
Let's go.
August 23rd through the 27th is Gamescom.
I'm surprised it's only one day, by the way.
THQ Nordic?
Yeah.
That
might be the most...
Is it like 45 minutes of just nonstop, like, sizzle reel, like a game a minute?
It's just one guy walks out in the beginning and says, here we go, and then they never interrupt it.
Jeff Keighley did that in his tweet. He did the, and here we go.
What is he doing, Joker memes from Dark Knight?
He did.
God, Keighley is like one of... As much of an icon as he is in like gaming, he is one of the least cool people, I feel like.
He is. He is really... one of the least cool people. Where I leave off, Gamescom. September 1st through the 4th is PAX West Nintendo Live. And then September 24th through 27th is Tokyo Game Show.
A lot.
There's a lot of shit.
A lot of stuff coming up. But let's talk about some rumors.
Rumor roundup.
Sony is said to have made some exclusivity deals with Konami over Metal Gear Solid 3, Silent Hill, and possibly a new Castlevania. Elden Ring, Shadow of the Erd Tree, may not be released before April 2024, according to some fiscal year shit. Sharp will provide LCD displays for a new game console. You guys remember Sharp?
I do remember Sharp. They're sharp.
Sharp's president further... They still exist. President further confirmed that it won't be a new display for a game console that is already out, but a display for a
new console.
An anonymous source said the development of Nintendo's next hardware is proceeding, but won't be ready before spring of 2024. Mortal Kombat 1 is the title of NetherRealm's next installment in the acclaimed fighting game series. The game will be a reboot featuring Peacemaker and the character Pass. A new report from Tom Henderson indicates that Call of Duty 2023 will be unveiled in August, specifically on the first of the month. Assassin's Creed Mirage will no longer be arriving in August, but rather October this year. Ubisoft's Assassin's Creed VR project, codenamed Nexus, has also reportedly been pushed back. Because in September is Skull and Bones, until they push that back.
That doesn't exist anymore.
Dragon Age Dreadwolf won't be released before April of 2024. It wasn't in EA's list during their financial report, and this podcast isn't fucking surprised.
Also doesn't exist.
Like, why are we...
I bet you're going to love this.
Ooh.
All right, so you remember how it was reworked and they were moving it back to a single-player game? I bet EA is reworking it again and moving it back...
to an online game?
To an online live service game.
I would agree with you. And then also, can we go back to two E3s ago or three E3s ago when they went, oh my God, was that Dragon Age?
And it was like a fence or something?
You and I staring at the screen went... what the fuck are they talking about? And they're like, oh my God, are we getting a new Dragon Age this year? And you're like,
I think it was like a tree with a fence in front of it.
Yeah, it's like, how high are all of you to think that this game would be in existence before 2024? How? Oh, we got one still, man. Oh, 2 months. There's no way they need more dying in 2 months. According to Jeff Grubb, Sony has a PlayStation showcase planned for the week of May 25th outside the June showcase for Summer Games Fest. So for you keeping track at home, that is two. Count them, two showcases.
Two. They're saying that the this doesn't really make sense, but part of that rumor was that the end of May showcase would be all the Konami stuff. But it's like, if they just signed the deal, they wouldn't have anything. I guess unless they had the games already ready to go, and they were like, but then again, it still wouldn't make sense.
It's Sony. Doesn't make sense.
Doesn't. All right, now for the short things. Power Wash Simulator has hit how many players?
7 million.
It was. You saw it.
Yes, I did.
Dragon Ball.
Sorry to ruin your fun.
That's fine.
I also would have guessed 7 million or 7.2 billion. So we were pretty close.
Dragon Ball FighterZ and Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 has sold how many units each?
3 million.
10 million.
Each?
Each.
So 20 million.
Total.
Wow. That's a lot.
That is a lot. Surprising.
Horizon, I wouldn't have guessed that, which is why I didn't guess that.
Horizon Forbidden West has sold how many units? I like this game.
That's just me guessing. Forbidden West. Oh, if Dragon Ball did 10 million. 13 million?
Ooh, see, I got you all fucked up. 8.4.
God damn it.
Ubisoft is laying off dozens of customer service employees in the U.S. and U.K.
As if you ask me to guess how many people are laying off.
Humble has announced that in 2022, it raised over how much money for charitable organizations?
They're usually pretty good about their numbers, but I don't know what... 13 million?
33 million.
Wow.
Yeah, big number.
That's a lot of... Hey, well done.
Good for them.
By the way, we haven't talked about it a lot, but if you haven't looked at Humble Bundle, you should look at Humble Bundle.
Yeah, I would check it out. They always have good shit.
Yeah. I mean, bundles update every, like, 7 days or something like that. Depends on the bundle, but There's always some good ones out there. I still look every now and then. I was just kind of like, curious what's out here. I'll find some stuff. I'm like, for $20, I get all this? Tempting.
Yeah. Hollow Knight Silksong has been delayed out of the first half of 2023 till who knows when.
R.I.P. That's a shout out to Dewey. Sorry.
System Shock Remake has gone gold and will release on PC on May 30th.
That. Interesting. A 2 week turnaround on gold?
I don't know, bro.
That seems sus. Sussy baka.
I mean, it's PC, so I guess they're not really worried about
fuck 'em. Yeah. Maybe.
Nintendo Switch has sold how many million units worldwide?
63.
Almost double that. Actually, it's almost exactly double that.
136? 126?
125.62 million.
Wow. I wasn't sure if they broke 100 million, and that's how little I pay attention to console market, apparently.
How many units of software have they sold?
150 million.
Over 1 billion.
I guess that technically makes sense.
That's a good fucking attachment rate.
I mean, that's an amazing attachment rate. There's only one attachment rate that rivals that, and it's your and I attachment rate at Target. there's only one duo that was better than all of Nintendo. I'm curious when they say software sales, right?
Yeah, it just says...
I'm curious what that... Like, what does it actually count? Does it count things like made by Nintendo? Or does it count just all Nintendo games?
I would have to assume it's all Switch games.
Yeah, like anything that's been sold on the Switch, they get to claim.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that makes sense.
Payday 3 has been confirmed for 2023 via some earnings call. The Nintendo Switch version of Hogwarts Legacy has been delayed to November 14th.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you guys about this. That might just not happen.
There's no way.
Might just not.
Right? I can't imagine that running on a Switch.
Oh, I can. But, like, it's just going to be PS2 Harry Potter.
Fuck it.
PS2 Hagrid walking around, man.
480p or something.
Yeah. They had the side-by-side shots now that it came out for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. Uh-huh. They had side-by-side shots of the exact same, like, scenes and stuff from the PS5 and whatever. And there's a scene where you and whoever are, like, running across the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on the new gen, they rendered an extra body that's running, like, towards you. On the old gen, that person's just not there. They're just like, never mind, can't handle it. So, yeah, if you just strip everything out.
If it's, like, the bridge that I'm... There's a couple different bridges, but...
It's a relatively small bridge.
And I think it's between, like, towers, like, kind of, like, between structures.
Yeah, it's almost like you're just kind of, like, going over, like, some type of gateway or something.
Even on PS5, there was always pop-in on characters there.
Yeah, so...
Bungie's winning streak against Destiny 2 cheat sellers continues with news it's now been awarded $6.7 million in damages following a suit against Lavvy Cheats.
They got to get their lawsuit money up.
Yeah, they're going to start rivaling Nintendo.
That'd be a very interesting thing to track over all the years. What companies, gaming companies, have won the most lawsuits against people?
It's a good one.
It's an interesting
one. I bet there's some good shit in that.
It's an interesting one. Especially if you, get the breakdown of, like, they shut down this ROM site, $10 million. They shut down this, whatever. And then you find the one where it's like, years ago, they made him give up his firstborn. You're like, wow.
I have to imagine that there's not, no one could probably rival Nintendo.
Probably not. I mean, they're known to be trigger happy. But they're going to do it and get their money.
Yeah. Bethesda.
Bitch better have my money.
Fucking Japanese.
The actual Yakuza showing up.
Bethesda Softworks' upcoming action RPG Starfield has been rated M by the ESRB.
Do you have the reasoning?
I saw some of it. It was like...
There's one key part in it. It's pretty funny to me.
Which one?
I believe it is spacesuit sex.
Oh.
Or space sex or something along those lines.
Like alien sex?
No, I think it was relative to the suit.
Hmm.
And I was just like...
Maybe they have like a spacesuit that you can have sex in. So it's got like panels and stuff. Yeah.
It's such a weird thing to put in Starfield.
They know what the customers want.
You
know
the best part about this is going to be when you play the game and you get to like that moment, it's not justified at all. You're just like, I just have the option to fuck, but there's no context. There's nothing. There's no reason you would do that in this scenario. It's just like, yeah, you press X. Why? Why is this here? Then you find out there's just one horny dev on the other side. You're like, what's wrong?
Makes sense.
What's wrong with you, man?
A speedrunner has completed Zelda Tears of the Kingdom in how long?
Assuming they didn't get a review code. Well, wait, no. Would you write this today?
Yes.
Okay, so maybe they did get... Maybe they got it at midnight. Tears of the Kingdom speedrun in 35 minutes.
1 hour and 34 minutes.
Ooh, that's off by an hour. Initially, I wanted to say 2 hours. Then we're like, speedrun, and I've been... terrible. I'm gonna give him credit. Off by an hour.
A demo for Bloober Team's Layer of Fear will be available on May 15th. It's a limited time affair and will likely be removed on May 22nd.
So May 15th, you said?
Yes.
So Tuesday. For everybody listening that really wants to go get spooked.
Amnesia The Bunker just received another delay via Twitter. But a demo will be released on May 22nd.
Just delay it till October.
Yeah. Publisher Devolver Digital has announced an upcoming Devolver Direct for next month with more details coming soon.
Hey, that's probably the one that's in the game showcase timing.
That's a wild idea.
I can't wait to see what Nina's up to.
It's always good.
Love the Volver. Great. I wish we could partner with them.
Yeah.
On they're great. Anything. I'll come be a cameraman on your set.
I'll be a background.
Oh yeah.
I'll be someone you can barter.
You can just kill me.
Yeah.
In the video or otherwise.
Activision Blizzard PC sales surpassed console sales.
That makes sense.
That's the first time it's happened in a really long time.
Yeah, but
they
had a new WoW expansion. So like,
do you want to guess?
When was the last time it happened? Was it, I don't know, maybe like
I didn't write it down.
2 years ago?
It's for a single quarter.
Okay.
Do you want to guess the amount that it surpassed console sales by?
Like percent?
No, like a value, like a monetary amount.
$10 million.
$27 million.
All right.
A NeoGAF thread revealed
Is it this up? Is it the last quarter we were just in? Because I'm assuming it was earnings calls, right?
Yeah, Q1 of 2023.
Yeah, so it's probably all fucking D4 pre-sales thanks to them having an early beta weekend.
Don't come in here with reason. We don't like that here.
You financial people and your reasonings.
NeoGAF thread revealed that the hardware's authentication tools for the PSVR 2 has been completely cracked.
Great. Can't wait to see what that ends up being.
Who knows?
Giant lawsuit.
Probably.
All right. Well, in that case, it has been 7 days. What you been up to?
Not much. You know what I haven't done is I haven't played Star Wars.
Oh.
I don't know how much I'll be able to play this week either because I have to do my motor vehicle's brakes.
Ew.
And then there's a bunch of other random shit too. It's also Mother's Day this weekend.
It is Mother's Day this weekend. Say hi to your moms. Tell them I said hi.
Oh.
Good joke. I wear that shirt that says I like moms.
Yeah, that's fair.
No, I don't. What am I, trashy?
I don't know.
I don't have anything against moms, but like...
What, do you hate moms? You're a mom hater?
Get that shirt that says mom hater.
I hate your mom.
On the back, it just says unrelated.
I haven't been up to anything other than watching anime, and because that's easily digestible after a brain-melting day.
I'm just going to watch it. Just popcorn shows.
Basically, yeah. I watch like 2 episodes because by the time I sit down after doing all the bullshit in my life, it's like 9 p.m. and I'm like, fuck.
I feel that.
So, what have you been up to?
I'm more sympathized with it, I guess.
Yeah.
I've been up to the World of Warcraft's patch is officially out. Raid is out. New Mythic Plus season is happening. So I have just been on my grind. Doing the keys. Putting down the bosses. Taking the loot.
Putting the loot on your body.
Some of it.
Selling some of it.
I'm just selling. Some of it I'm just putting in the bag and being like, I'll wear you eventually.
You'll go to someone else. Some other tune.
And then I played Star Wars a bit before the patch. I'm probably... I feel like I'm halfway. I haven't looked at a guide, but I feel like I'm halfway.
Yeah. I just got to Jedha.
Just got to Jedha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm pretty early on, I think.
Yeah, no. I mean, you were... Like I said, I think you were all of 30 minutes behind me initially.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're probably 5 hours behind me. 5, 6, something like that. I did reach the point where I'm kind of like, all right, I don't give a shit about this side stuff.
I feel like I'm not at the point to where the game's just like, yeah, go do whatever the fuck you want. But that probably doesn't ever really happen.
That game, it does not ever happen. Unless you so choose to just do it. It never hits you the point with like, hey, I gotta figure out how to read this data disk. See you in 2 hours. Like,
yeah.
That never happens. It's just like, you know where you always need to go to, so you can just keep going. And if you never stray from the path, then you have no... Or if you don't just talk to everyone.
Yeah.
Because if you just randomly talk to people, they're like,
Hey, yo, man, I heard a rumor about some miners in the cave over there. And, like, I told them don't go down there. But now they kind of went down there, and now they can't get back out of there. So I'll give you tree fitty if you get them back out of there. And you don't tell anybody else that they went down there. Now, when I say they went down there, I might have pushed one of them. You didn't hear that. Just get them out of there.
And then you're like, oh, okay, cool. So, like, where's that rumor? You open up your map, and you're like, on the other fucking side of... you know what? My goal's right there. I don't care about you. I got a mission.
Deuces.
If I'm nearby it later, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, I've done some exploring. In Jeddah, or not. I did a little in Jeddah, but I mostly did it in Como.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd walk around, and I kind of reached a point where I was like, honestly, if I had a speeder, I'd be more entertained to run around right now, but I don't, so fuck this.
Yeah, I was going through the beginning part of Jeddah, and I was like, I don't want to have to come back here and explore all this.
Yeah, doing it... I mean, obviously, you could just hit a meditation point and fast travel all the time. Having to get to a meditation point to fast travel is kind of annoying, but at least there's a lot of meditation points, so you can fast travel pretty much everywhere you need to get to. But there is definitely something that makes me not want to, knowing I have to basically walk everywhere. Because even just hopping on the two-footed, whatever, Nikos, or whatever the hell they're called, they don't have a sprint.
No.
So I can't just fly around. Not to mention that when you start getting to that area, everything just, the game goes to shit itself for a while.
Yep.
Some of the combat stuff feels really good. And I do enjoy the game, but like there's, in terms of I'm going to do more than I need to, not anymore.
Yeah, that, and there's no, like, what you get for doing it, it's really mostly worth cosmetics. It. Yeah, it's not really worth it.
There are certain things where it's like they have the hidden training sessions.
Yep.
I don't know if you come across
where you get a skill point.
If you manage to complete it, you get a skill point. And then there's obviously like the little things you find where it's you either get like max health or max force, you know, you get the little health canisters. So there are some times where it's like kind of worth going down and just seeing what it is. And there's other times where I'm like, I honestly don't give a shit.
Yeah.
There's been times where I've gotten to where I see the end. Even though I can't like walk right to it, I clearly see that I'm going to have to do a bunch of traversing, and I see what it is at the end, and I go, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, not worth it.
That reward is not worth my time. I'm out of here. But yeah, so moving on through that. Got to finish it. Got to play more WoW. Got to move along.
Yeah, that's a constant life.
Yeah. Mowed the one half today, and if you can't tell, I'm way more nasally than normal. Because my allergies kicked the shit out of me. This is only for you. Nobody else, and like my parents, nobody else is going to understand this part. But I mowed back to front.
Mm-hmm.
So I started in the shade and came to the sun. I was fine in the shade. Chilling, vibing. I mean, it was warm, but like, you know. I get down, and it gets longer the more you get to the road.
Yeah.
And I'm next to the road, long as it is. And I'm a few in, and now I'm just snot. And I'm like, oh, God, oh no, there's so much more grass here. And my allergies just shot through the roof.
Yeah.
So, yeah, looking forward to more allergies tomorrow.
That's, you know, something we could do away with.
Allergies?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why are we allergic to everything? Like, what convenience is there being allergic to grass? It makes no sense.
What about dust?
Yeah, dust.
Mold. Pollen.
Like, why? That's, like, literally the fucking earth. All right, we're allergic to living on the earth.
Then maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah.
Clearly, the body's trying to tell me something. Don't be here. Go to space.
Space.
There's no pollen on the moon.
That you know of.
That would be a great either alternative rock or Pink Floyd album. There's no pollen on the moon.
Like moon the, or, moon or, pollen.
Moon pollen would be a good band name.
Mm-hmm.
There's no pollen on the moon would be a great B-side track.
Yeah.
Even if it was like swing band. No pollen on the moon.
I feel like no pollen on the moon would just be like an instrumental.
Oh, interesting. Like Flight of the Bumblebee.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
It was like a pollen thing.
Dude, that dude with the bumblebee fucking on the way here, you probably never go by it because you don't ever go to Utica. But that long stretch where it's all just farm.
Yeah, yeah, he's got the on the this side.
Yep. Well, last year was like, you know, it was respectable. Holy fuck.
Well, no, it's the beginning of the year, so now he's put all of them back out probably.
Yeah, but
he's got a bunch.
There's way more than there was last year.
I've seen him moving them on the trailer before.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is, but yeah, there's a bunch. A lot up there.
Yo, beehives. Got lots of beehives.
Oh, they're going to make that honey. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, we'll see you guys in 7 days. Until then, toodaloo, bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.